Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
And I'm Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting, as usual, from unceded Musqueam territory, from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And boy, do we have a good tape for you today.
I'm really excited for this one, especially because I definitely need the distraction this morning because right this moment, my boyfriend is attempting to purchase tool tickets for me because I'm here doing this. So I'm doing a preemptive shout out to how much I adore and love him and how excited I am for those tool tickets to be in my grubby little palms.
Good luck, Eric. My fingers are crossed for you because those things are going to sell out like instantaneously.
Yeah, if not already.
If not already.
We're 2 minutes in and I'm nervous, having a bit of a panic attack.
That's okay. But we've got a good tape for you today,
yeah.
Which is the complete opposite of Tool, probably.
Oh, totally.
We have the Work tape.
Now, we have to get the pronunciation properly. It's the Work tape. W-E-R-K.
Yes, and the reason for this is two of our favorite things are sort of coming back in full force fairly soon. One of which is the return of, I won't even say it's a guilty pleasure because I'm not guilty about this at all, but RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9 is coming back to television. And
Better than RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Earlier this week.
Our favorite YouTube series, which is called... hard to search for, but when you find it, it's worth it, is coming back as well. And so in celebration of that, we are throwing down the sassiest up-tempo Work tape. And it's going to be good. It's going
to
be good.
It's something to, like, you know, walk down the runway to, something to do a little...
sachet.
A little sachet when you're walking on your way to work, maybe even, you know, just hanging out in front of the mirror, trying to get yourself ready for the weekend.
Voguing it up. Yeah.
So let's kick it off with you know, the queen herself.
Mm-hmm. A legend.
RuPaul has a new album out. It's kind of like Remember Me Essential Volume 1, so it's kind of like a bit of old stuff, some remixes of old stuff, but there's a new song on it, and it's called Rocket to the Moon. So hope you all enjoy it.
Work!
Bye. the street, baby.
Fully slowed down. I'ma give it to you, baby. I'ma give it when I'm ready. Some loose, some steady. Some light, some heavy. Yeah, it's all over this city. Sometimes in the ugly, sometimes in the pretty. You never know where you get it, cause you can't control it and you can't unfully slow down.
Love is free, baby. Love is free, baby. Control us all down.
Fully slow down.
Do you slide on all your knives like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
I might
put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes to a click. Do you slide on all your knives like this? Do you try on all your knives like this?
I might
put some spotlight. This jewelry ain't no use when it's this dark. It's my favorite part. We see the lights that got so far. It went too fast. We couldn't reach it with the arm. This on the wrist, a link of charm. Laying real still a link apart. Like we could die all young. Like we could die all blind. If we could see in 2020, twice we could see it till the end.
When that's not
spotlight.
Put that spotlight on her face. We gon' pipe up and turn up.
Pipe up.
We gon' light up and burn up.
Burn up.
Mama too hot like a.
Like what?
Mama too hot like a furnace.
Furnace.
I got 100 G's, I'ma go, y'all.
Jeez.
My diamonds gon' shine when the lights dark.
Shine.
You and I take a ride down the boulevard.
Yeah.
And your friends really wanna break us apart.
Ooh.
Good Lord.
Sick.
Good gracious,
hey.
Staring at my diamond while I'm hopping out of spaceships.
Yeah.
Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia.
Yeah.
You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato.
Hey.
Walking my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso.
Hey.
Bitch, it be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho.
Ooh.
Took up a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo.
Hey.
She having it with the color, working on the bachelor.
Got
I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us.
Ooh.
Average, I'ma make a million on the average.
Yeah.
I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out
Do
of it.
You slide on all your knives like this? Try on all your knives like this. Put some spotlight on the slide. Oh yeah. Whatever comes, comes to clear. Do you slide on all your knives like this?
Yeah.
Do you try on all your knives like this? Put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes to
Calvin Harris,
mm-hmm.
featuring Frank Ocean and Migos with Slide. Nice single there. Some new stuff. And before that, we had Robin and La... How do you pronounce this one? Because, you know, my history of pronunciation is really terrible.
La Bagatelle Magique.
Because Europe. Love is Free. And then we kicked things off with the one, the only, the legend... The man, the woman, the legend, RuPaul.
Yeah.
With Rocket to the Moon.
And the reason why I thought it'd be fun to throw Robin in there right after RuPaul is because Robin sort of, I personally think that Robin single-handedly redefined how cool pop music could be after, you know, the late 90s when pop music was in that really dark place of just like everyone hated every single artist. And it was like, okay, you know, Britney Spears is a song here or there. And then there was a lot of like cookie cutters, like Ashley Simpson was doing her thing.
Yep.
And Mandy Moore was doing her thing. And it was just oversaturated. And no, I just couldn't. Even Jewel had like a weird pop album that just was not. And then Robin came back after like a weird, you know, I wouldn't say a hiatus, but like a North American hiatus.
Yeah.
Turns out she'd been doing amazing music over
in
Sweden,
yeah.
And you know, no one over here was any the wiser, and then came back and made amazing music, and it's still amazing. It's just like the right mix of all the good things.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely good for the work tape.
Mm-hmm.
What we're spinning right now is the work tape.
Work.
And it's a runway walking sassy tape.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got to throw in that Calvin Harris Frank Ocean song because you know, it's good to get it in before it's because I'm really well convinced that that's going to be like Song of the Summer.
The big jam.
It's going to be on every radio station all summer long, played every 5 minutes. And so before we all get sick of it, I thought...
Let's lay it down.
We both thought, actually, we both came in and we're just like, we need to play this song. Hey, we both said the same thing at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now we're going to be going into a break pretty soon, but I wanted to throw in a song real quick in here because this is an artist who came out with this song this last week, an artist that I absolutely adore, and I think that the song works really aptly with what the playlist is doing. And the artist is Perfume Genius. He's actually playing in Vancouver this summer, I think in June, playing the Biltmore, I believe.
Cool.
And those of you that are familiar with Perfume Genius know that he does a lot of music with tongue placed firmly in cheek and a bit of sass, and then a lot of not even just tongue in cheek, but also really emotionally heavy at the same time. So it's like playful, heavily emotional, sassy, and it's happening right now.
Right now.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
I've been hurt. that shit together so we could get together. You need me to get that shit together so we could get together.
I'll give you
Tronada featuring Sid, You're the One from 99.9%.
That album is one of the best albums to come out of 2016. I absolutely love it. Yeah, he's like a great, great producer from Montreal. Love everything he's done on that album, all the people he collaborated with, and especially that song in particular, collaborating with Sid, or Sid the Kid, for those of you who might remember her from, she's from the Odd Future Collective.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she was arguably the most underrated for a while, and then something happened, and she used to do a project called The Internet, and still does, but this is her first solo venture away from the internet, and it's... People that know her know that she's the one who just kind of knocks it out of the park.
Now she is the internet.
She is the internet.
And before, and before that, we had another great Canadian, Drake, and featuring Black Coffee and Jora Smith, Get It Together. And we, when before the break, we had Perfume Genius with Slip Away. Mm-hmm. This, I'm just jazzed. I'm jacked up from this tape, man.
Yeah, I know. It might be the caffeine talking. It might be my newly acquired Tool tickets that,
Thank you, Eric.
I have. Thank you very much, Eric. Or it could just be that we're playing the work tape.
The work tape.
Instead of, you know, it's gloomy out there. We need something to kind of pep us up because last week we kind of, you know.
Made a gloomy tape.
Yeah, I did some downer stuff for you guys. So, you know, kind of perk it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, you know, I think of, you know, walking down the runway or drag queens getting ready or all kinds of things, there's one particular human that I, you know, always think of. And, this person sort of, you know, in the 1970s kind of took, you know, glam culture, I think inspired a lot of, I personally think inspired a lot of like drag queens to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course on this song, she collaborates with Giorgio Moroder. And so I think it's a good time to introduce the Donna Summer.
Let's do it.
Into the tape.
We can't not.
Right? Here we go.
We can't not.
Thank you. Understand more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody, God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed
up. Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm the nightgown that you wear during the day because you can't sleep at night. Trixie Mattel.
And I'm the 20 to 30 pounds of human feces stuck in your fridge because you don't have the arm strength quite yet to take it out to the trash outside. Is that okay?
Yes! And welcome to the second season of the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Game on, bitch, the sequel.
Because it's our show.
And not belonging to anybody else's.
Yeah.
Not yours.
That was just a little sampling of episode 38, season 2, and the future.
Yeah.
And there are 37 more episodes of that.
And every one of them is just as good as the one before it and the one after it.
Comedy gold. For those who don't know, it's two drag queens, Katja and Trixie Mattel, from they were from season 7, I think?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. And two of the most like hilarious, charismatic drag queens out there for sure.
And the videos are not just good because of them, but also the editing is so perfect.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of comedic gold. It's like the perfect trifecta of hilarity.
Absolutely. And and kind of like our show, you know, well, maybe unlike our show, we do start with a theme and we do tend to keep with it, but they tend to start with a topic and then completely go off the rails.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And their topics, actually, I would argue that Katya's descriptions of her outfits kind of inspired, you know, what our mixtapes are sometimes, you know, just sort of like, what random arbitrary theme can we come up with?
Yeah, like songs to listen to while you're, you know, dragging a body into the woods, you know.
In the snow.
In the snow.
In heels.
In heels.
What would you listen to in that instance?
Exactly.
And kind of like to jump off of that as well is it's interesting because in that episode, they kind of make fun of people who throw out the word yas a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
People who throw out yas that aren't in drag culture, but it's kind of gone beyond that at this point. Like it's become a staple in
Well, what is the origin of yas?
Of yas?
Yeah.
Well, yas is originated in New York City, where they used to have something. It was called ball culture, and essentially it was queer people of color would, you know, dress up and do runways, and yas is kind of what the yas and snap and holler at people as they are walking up and down the runway, and it was sort of like the sign of appreciation. It was like the cheers.
Cool.
You know, like not the cheers but the cheering.
Yeah.
Yas. And so anyone who's seen the movie Paris is Burning might remember, you know, some of the people that they highlight in that. And that's also the movie where they highlight what voguing is.
Mm.
Because similarly, you walk down the catwalk and then you pose and strike a pose like as if you were, you know, a picture in an ad.
Yes.
And then Madonna, of course, came along and made it what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Made it as well known. But yeah, that's where it started, like queer underground culture.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really awesome. And speaking of songs that make you say yas, I want to play one of my favorites. This is a couple of years old, but this song is, those of you that know it, as soon as you start hearing it, you'll get very excited because how can you not? This is 212 by Azealia Banks.
Hit it.
Hey. 212 with the fifth. Against the 212, he gunned you. When you goon sprayed up, that is bitch won't get a match. You won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like a boo, won't you? Cock the gun too. Where you do eat coon, hun? I'm with your cutie Q. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you bitch keep hating. I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face. But you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you.
What you want to when I appear?
Thinking maybe that we could be one and the same. Didn't know my words, that made me such a disgrace. Everything you said, I would've put on my name. So teach me how you're skilled enough to look in my eyes. Tell me that you want every second of mine. How the tables turn, I want you walking away. And maybe when I fall asleep, you'll appear in a dream. Working like you about the silly routine. When tables turn, then maybe I'll be walking away. I am so mad, I am so mad, I am so mad about you. Everything you do and what you do put me through. Occasionally I'm certain now I'm walking away. You give me hell and give me heaven, early visions of life. You want just a buckle, spring you down like a fly. The way you're bugging, trying to get the thing in your eye. I'll give you hell, I'll give you hell, I'll give you hell, I can try. Reciprocate the message, you let me on my line. That you got all you want and now you're walking away. You can leave, you can leave, I don't want you to speak. So I hear at my end, talking to me, no just. No, just you can leave, I don't want you to wait. Cause I'm done, and I hope you can hear me say. No, just I had enough of your hold. Oh, everything you say to me, I keep it too close. I've had it up to here, I think it's time that you leave. What did I sip, what did I sip, what did I sip on your cup? Stand inside my system for a couple of months. But now I'm on this outing, I'll make sure that I'm clean.
Even when we're tired and we've been here before, just you and I, don't try to
We Got the Power, Gorillaz, featuring Jenny Beth. From the upcoming Humans.
Humans. So that song was just released yesterday, mm-hmm. I believe.
Totally fresh.
Totally super fresh. And a bit of a stretch for the work tape, but
also, not really.
Yeah, it kind of works. The song's called We Got the Power. It's got a bit of sass to it. It's mm-hmm. got Jenny Beth from Savages in it, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah. And then before that we had Ray with Shh. And we had the ubiquitous Azalea Banks before that. We had to play the clean version of 212.
212.
Because it probably has about 212 occurrences of filthy language in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started playing it, and I instantly got a text message from my boyfriend who's just like, there is a lot of swearing happening. Oh, wait, you're playing the censored version. That defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. But
and then he said, also, she's the worst human, which is true. She is probably the worst human being that ever existed.
I mean, there's worse people, well, but, you know, she's definitely, worthy of conversation.
She definitely airs all of her dirty laundry publicly.
Literally. Yeah, so we are coming to the end of the work tape that we've been spinning, the sassy runway walk-in tape, in anticipation of two things, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9, and new episodes of the YouTube series with Katja and Trixie Mattel. This is not a guilty pleasure for me. I fully embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fully embrace it.
I was talking about how, these shows like Drag Race and performers like, you know, Trixie and Katja are able to give, give people a better sense of self-empowerment and self-confidence mm-hmm. and, boost up their like body image and all kinds of things way more than, regular everyday people like celebrities, public figures, things like that do. And
yeah, if they can do it, why can't we?
Exactly.
Why can't we get, freaky and just celebrate life?
Yeah, it's just that line, right, where it's just kind of like it's gender bending. It is full celebration, full embrace of just kind of, mm-hmm. letting yourself, reckless abandon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not everybody's cup of tea. That's for sure. But, for those who enjoy it, they really enjoy it and they get it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like I get it.
And if not, then at least you fake it well.
Exactly. This was Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And this was the Work Tape.
Work!
Up next is The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. It's going to be awesome as usual. Mm-hmm. So, we are going to... scoot over to Red Cat Records.
And Matt's going to pick himself up an exciting album. I think we had the same conversation last week. It was me going to Red Cat, now it's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good. So bye for now, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.